Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and the Keystone Sports app. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. He's Greg Pickle. We've got a full hour here of Penn State football and some Penn State basketball talk as well. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're going to get started. A couple pieces of recruiting news from the weekend. Also, plenty from Dwight Gault as he held court, talked some strength and conditioning, and that's always a good time of the year. So we'll recap everything he had to say, everything that happened on the recruiting front. Jeff Brown will join us to talk some Penn State basketball leading up to the Big Ten tournament. Penn State plays on Thursday, so we'll talk to him. And then we'll just talk big picture about where this team stands and if we think they can make a quick and dramatic turnaround in time for the postseason, the stretch where, you know, at one point looks like a really optimistic, fun part of the year. Now it looks like this team's just trying to survive and hang on. So we got all that coming up. But for now, just talk, you know, some of the recruiting, and you know, Nick Elksness, the tight end, we'll leave with him. Obviously, he decommitted. Yep. What I guess it's been about a couple weeks now, and he's a Florida kid, so Florida seemed like a logical landing spot. It happened pretty fast. He committed to Florida over the weekend. Not that anybody was counting on the recommitment happening or anything like that, but it does bring closure to that chapter. Penn State is officially back in the market for a tight end in this class.
Yeah, no question about it, Dustin. I think that when you look at this recruiting cycle, they're going to host a couple of kids. You know, they hosted a four-star from California tight end this past week. They'll have some other names to know in town. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. It's not the biggest loss in the world. They're in pretty good shape at that position with, of course, Pat Freier in this year and even for next year. You know, Pat Freiermuth will leave in all likelihood after the 2020 season, but you'll have Brenton Strange, you have Theo Johnson, you have Zach Kuntz. So they certainly would like, and Tyler Warren as well. So they would certainly like to get somebody in this class. I think you always want one guy at a position just because of the transfer portal and everything else. But I don't think this is something they have to, really stress about at this point in time.
Yeah, they are in good shape at tight end. It's becoming one of those positions where you do need to get at least one in every cycle just to keep that cupboard full of talent. But I think it'll be a fun year in 2020.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun to watch the development of Theo Johnson. It'll be fun to watch the development of Tyler Warren to see he's one of the more fascinating guys in the 2020 classes, to see how long it takes for them to harness that athleticism and turn it into production on the field. But you know, you do have a dynamic, and I thought it was huge for this position, you know, 2021 recruiting and beyond. I thought it was huge to have Pat Freiermuth come back for his true junior season. The safe assumption is that this will be it for him. You know, if he does anything remotely close to what he did as a freshman and a sophomore this year, he'll have plenty of game film. I think he's as good as gone. But it'll be fun to watch of those three guys, Kuntz, Strange, Theo Johnson, to see maybe who gets that inside edge to be the number two tight end. And at this point in time, I couldn't really forecast who that's going to be. You know, in one respect, Kuntz has been on campus for the longest. In another respect, it looks like him and Brenton Strange were awfully close. And Strange has been there for just over a year. And then I'm a big fan of Theo Johnson, so it'll be fun to watch that unfold and see how that rotation takes shape, and that'll kind of feed whether there's any urgency whatsoever to add another one in 2021 and how good that 2021 tight end needs to be. But I suspect we'll get one. It's just a matter of how high profile that's going to be. There's also a big question, speaking of all this, what does a tight end's role in a Kirk Schrock offense look like?
Yeah.
You know, there are some doubts about that. I know Pat Freiermuth really kind of scoffed at that idea, but you know, I don't think there's a ton of game film that suggests the tight end is going to be a featured part of it.
Right. Yeah, no question. I mean, I think when you look at what Shiraka has done, he's always tailored his offense around what his strengths are, and there's no questioning that his strengths in 2020, at least until we see one or two of these receivers step up, is going to be his running backs and his tight end. So I believe he will craft an offense that gets that gets Pat Freiermuth and those guys involved. It just, you can't run an offense without those guys, without your All-American, without your other standout players. So I know that the game film says one thing, but I just think it's because they didn't recruit the tight end position right. Well at Minnesota, and that led to, you know, that basically not being a part of the offense.
Absolutely. And I think that's play calling 101. That's offense 101. Your starting point is the pieces that you have. And then the end point is bending your philosophies around those pieces. Wyatt Millam, the four-star tackle from West Virginia, he wasn't really the top O-lineman on the target board, but that's still a really good player that Penn State was in on. He's from West Virginia, opted to stay at West Virginia, and to add another little wrinkle in there, Jared Parker, he'll get Wyatt Millam instead.
Yep.
As the offensive coordinator down there. How significant was this, and how much were you really expecting Penn State to realistically be in this conversation to actually land him?
Yeah, I mean, I guess looking back at it, there were signs that this was getting closer to wrapping up than we thought, I guess. I didn't really see that coming, Dustin, but, you know, clearly he felt like that West Virginia was a school for him, and we don't see too many guys committing right now, but it just seems as if Penn State thought it was – I'm sure Penn State thought it was in a good place with him, and then he elects to stay in-state and go to the in-state school. So we'll see. I would suspect that this recruitment is not over. It's going to be tough, no question, to try and flip him, but I wouldn't give up on Penn State trying to do that.
Blue-white game coming up soon. GoPSURV.com has you covered. Their best deals ever this spring. RVs for the weekend start at just $500. Even better, whatever you spend on the spring game can then be used as a credit for any game in the fall. You spend the weekend in a luxury RV. You enjoy 409 Tailgate Club barbecue, a free bus ride to and from the stadium, all kinds of good stuff, all kinds of reasons to check it out, especially with the deal they've got going on now. If you go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467, you can get all the details. Once again, GoPSURV.com. Some really cool stuff happening for the blue-white game this spring. Looking at everything Dwight Gault had to say, and you as a reporter, you have to look forward to that, right?
Like, yes.
To hear, you know, it's going to be optimistic. You know, it's going to be through the lens of what they're doing in the weight room. But I always find his insights really valuable. You know, every yep. year Dwight Gault has this media session, which I think is a fantastic idea from James Franklin, is to allow his strength coach to do this. Trust his strength coach enough to do it. But
yep.
he always seems to mention something that allows us to think about things in a new way, development in a new way. How much do you look forward to talking with Dwight and hearing what he has to say?
Yeah, it's always a good opportunity because you know that – you know, you have to take a little bit with a grain of salt because it's going to be flowers and roses and no one's ever had a bad day in the weight room, and that's okay. But, you know, it's the stuff that's really valuable is when he gets off on a tangent a little bit and starts talking about this, that, the other thing, and not really what was related to the question at hand. That's when he's the most interesting because he really gets into some of the leaders of the program, some of the unheralded guys that maybe don't get talked about as much. And that kind of stuff is valuable because, you know, a guy like Nick Dawkins, even though he's not going to play immediately, he's not a guy who is a play from the start, kind of player. He still is very much leading that freshman class, becoming a voice on the team of the younger players. And I think that's important because he was like that in the recruiting process too. And Dwight Gault tells us that hasn't changed since he got to Penn State.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly the kind of thing I'm thinking of. Like, it's great to know that player A gained 10 pounds of muscle since the end of the season or whatever the case might be. But that's the kind of stuff where his perspective plays into it. And I know this year he made me think about Lamont Wade in a little different light, about how far he had to come once he got there from a strength and training perspective. And I think it came out this time around that Journey Brown, you know, you knew that there was some raw characteristics, some raw football skill that needed to be molded quite a bit when he got to Penn State. But Dwight Gault basically said he didn't have much of a training background either.
Yeah.
And you think about it, you know, you do think if you're a nationally relevant recruit, if you're an elite recruit that's being sought after by FBS programs, you kind of tend to lump them all into the same category and not think that how different their journeys might be. Well, him coming out of Meadville, his base to grow was a little different than a lot of kids.
Right.
And you see now what Penn State invested in him, how Penn State developed him in all kinds of ways that we're only now starting to see that, you know, in the late stages of last year, starting to see that really pay off. But that was part of the, you know, that kind of brought to life, I guess, why there weren't 100 schools knocking down Journey Brown's door. There was some stuff that just needed to be brought along. He wasn't as far along as some of the other nationally elite running backs.
Right. And, you know, I think that's one of the, he's a great example of guys that overcome a lot of stuff during the course of their career. Because keep in mind, he was the one that, you know, he was a tremendous running back in high school. We obviously know he was a good track runner. But I don't know if he necessarily knew the finer points of being a running back at the college level. And he had to learn Charles Huff's way of doing that, only to transition to Jawan Sider's way of doing that. And I think that was probably pretty difficult. But he's overcome it and had a terrific end to the 2020 season. And Dustin, it looks like he only has up to go from here.
Yeah, I think I'm personally pretty excited to see where he goes coming up in 2020. One other quick thing, just the athleticism of Will Levis and Sean Clifford. I thought we'll get to more from Dwight Gault, but him just basically saying that these guys are as far along as they need to be when it comes to strength training and that kind of thing, but that they're both, you know, really, really good athletes in their own right. They're both very well equipped to be dual threat quarterbacks at this level, and now that they're going to shift and try to take their training elsewhere. What do you think about what he had to say about Levis and Clifford?
Yeah, it seems to me that maybe they're paying a little bit more attention. I thought the part you mentioned about their shoulders being strong were interesting. You know, obviously the deep ball is going to be a big part of this offense, but I think it was just a realization that, you know, we don't need to run these guys into the ground. They're probably as competitive as anyone on the team. They probably are willing to do as much as anyone asks them to do, but sometimes you got to reel your guys in, and I think that was a realization of that fact. And, you know, it seems like they are both on the right path as they continue their careers, and Sean will have the first shot during spring practice, but you know there's certainly going to be a role for Will Levis as well.
That'll be fun to see what comes of that in the spring, because I think he showed that he deserves some kind of role, and could it possibly be the Wildcat part two, or not the Wildcat, the Lion part two? Could Will Levis play a role like that where he is more of a running threat than anything? We'll see. We heard plenty more from Dwight Gault this past week. We're going to get a little bit more on some other players, Antonio Shelton, Jason Elway, and some others. Stick around.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The blue-white game is coming soon, and GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. RVs for the weekend starting at just $500. Even better, whatever you spend on the spring game can be used as a credit for any game in the fall. Spend the weekend in a luxury RV. Enjoy 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue and a free bus ride to and from the stadium. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467 for all the details.